Welcome to Anchor, the soul session where we explore life's depth and find inner peace. I'm Vivian and I'm your host during these sessions. Today we're talking about being authentically you and discovering your purpose.
I'm about to share a very personal life experience that helped shape my perspective on identity and purpose. After receiving a kidney transplant that was life-changing. When I say life-changing, it was life-changing. I had an epiphany. I realized that going through 10-year battle with illness had led me to questioning everything about myself, my identity, who I was, who I wasn't.
I was really stuck comparing the old me with who I was becoming. And that's a no-no, by the way. I found myself low-key mourning the loss of my old self, my old accomplishment, the things I could no longer do, without recognizing the beauty of who I was becoming. Not realizing God was rebranding me from the inside out for His glory. Y'all, let me tell y'all, getting a new kidney was like being reborn, reshaped from the inside out, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know that all of that came with receiving a new organ. There's times I have to stop and remember Psalm 139 and 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This verse always sets me free to be me. It reminds me that I'm complex, I'm multi-layered, multifaceted, and that's beautiful. I'm a work of art in progress, and that's okay. As I reflect on my journey, I realize that God knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. That's Jeremiah 1:5, by the way. It goes, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. This truth gives me so much confidence that I'm exactly who God designed me to be. And all of the things that I am, even if it's many things, is for a purpose. I used to think I had to fit into a certain mold, but God said, girl, I'm the potter. And I made you with all of these layers for a purpose. I realized I have been wrestling with what I thought was an identity crisis. I saw myself as a complex mix of traits. I was outgoing, but still introverted. I'm very spiritual. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I like a little trap music. A little Summer Just Begun. A little Jada Kiss. A little Benny the Butcher. A little Rick Tide. A little 38 Special. I'm sophisticated, but I still have a hint of edge because of life's trauma. I'm meek, but yet I'm assertive. When it all boils down to it, though, I love all of those things, but not more than God. God is at the center of my heart, and I'm for obeying what God is telling me concerning me more than anything. It requires having discernment when to be a different version of yourself with different people in your life, different opportunities, different settings. It's not an identity crisis. You're just all of these things, and you are free to allow and surrender all of those things to God so He can use it all for His purpose. When I took the time to deepen my relationship with God, honestly, it was those 10 years that I was dealing with illnesses, dealing with hospital stays. I started to hear His voice guiding me on who I was, what I'm called to do, what my purpose was. And honestly, my purpose comes from knowing God intimately. I'm not talking about just going to church or your mama has a real close relationship or through somebody else, but that relationship between you and him, where he knows you and you know him. You know how he responds to you. Like, God speaks in my own language. He doesn't talk to me like somebody that went to Harvard, because that's not me. He talks to me in my own language, and he accepts all of me. But y'all, let's dive into something crucial. The elephant in the room. Dun, da, da, da. Validation. This was one of the things I had the toughest ways of dealing with, was validation. From the time I was little, I grew up in a household where it was more important to please others instead of pleasing God. It was more important to pay attention to what someone else had to say about you. You're too this, you're too loud. Nah, that's how I was really feeling. But in all honesty, I was just a child who was more assertive than my siblings. As a mother, I truly know there's a difference between being assertive and being labeled as rebellious, getting whooped and beat for being curious and asking questions, and being bold in my assertiveness and confidence. Changed my trajectory and confidence for who God was originally calling me. Who knows what little me, Viv, may have become sooner if my gifts, even the ones that seem bad to everyone around me, were all along for God's purpose. But with God, it's never too late. Gotta make it as if nothing bad ever went wrong, even if it's 30 years later. You know how many people are not being themselves or following their dreams based on what other people have to say about them, or opinions of others, or what friends and family members got to say? Even though sometimes our loved ones mean best, we have to know who we are, not through ourselves or not through our family members, but through God and what God has to say that we are. He validates us. When you know God, you realize something. You realize that your validation comes from him alone, not others. You learn to keep what he told you between you and God or your closest loved ones, so no one can talk you out of that divine purpose that ends up leading to a happier life, a less confused life, and knowing who you are. God's word is clear. You're valid. When we understand this truth, we're set free to be ourselves. So I want to ask you, what does it mean for you to be authentically yourself in different situations around different people? How do you balance being true to yourself with the demands of different relationships, different characters that you come into place day by day, family members who have opposing views than what God is telling you to do? Let's explore this topic together and find freedom in being our authentic self, rooted in God's purpose for us. Share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using the hashtag Anchored. Hashtag Anchored Soul Session. That is AnchoredSoulSessions. In conclusion, being authentically you is not about fitting into others' expectations, but about embracing your multifaceted identity, living out your purpose in God's design, not even my own. not even your own. May you find freedom and confidence in being yourself, and may God's word be your guide and validation.